Today's daf is Makas daf Yud Dalet, and we are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We'll pick up with the first wide line on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we're talking about the Elu Hein Halokin. We started the third parak on yesterday's daf, and we had a machlokas. After having the list in the Mishnah of all of the Chayve Malkios, we had a machlokas quoted in the Brisa, because the Mishnah only lists off Chayve Krisis that are also Chayve Malkos. The Mishnah does not list off Chayve Mises Bezdin. So the Gemara says this is really a machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Yishmael holds that really Chayve Mises Bezdin also have an opportunity to have Malkos, while Rabbi Akiva, which is what we hold, is that it's only Chayve Krisis that are Malkos, and not Chayve Mises Bezdin. So what is that machlokas? What's the root of that machlokas? That's what we're discussing now. So we have Rava Amar. Rava says, first wide line, Asu Beilak Tala Kuli Amalo Pligi De'en Loke Vames. Everybody agrees, if the person got Hasra'ah for Misa, then he's for sure not going to get Malkos. Meaning, Chayve Mises Bezdin, whether he's actually going to get Mises Bezdin, everybody agrees to Kimle Bidder Abimine, you're only going to get one punishment, you're only going to get the more Chamor, the Misa, and not the Malkos. Ki Pligi, the Machlokas is the Asu Beil Malkos. Machlokas is, let's say it's a case of Mises Bezdin and he got Hasra'ah for Malkos instead. If you do this, you'll get Malkos, even though really he should be getting Mises Bezdin. So what is the halacha in that case if there was Hasra'ah for Malkos? That's the Machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva in the Brisa. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Rabbi Shmuel holds Lav Shanita Lansaras Mises Bezdin Lokan Alav. Rabbi Shmuel says a Lav that has in it the potential to get Mises Bezdin, still you get Malkos for it if there was a Hasra'ah for Malkos. Right, there's it's included. Yesh bechlal masayim mana, kind of. The pasuk that tells you Malkos, that tells you Misa, would also automatically include Malkos, the lesser punishment. For Rabbi Akiva suffer, no. Rabbi Akiva says what we hold, lav shanitin lashas Mises Bezdin, ain't lokan alav. A lav that potentially could lead to Mises Bezdin, even though in this case it won't, because there was no Hasra, but a lav that is in it, Mises Bezdin, you don't get Malkos, and that's the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva in the Brisa. Rashi here quotes a svara. Why is it? So this might be one of the six types of lavim that you don't get malchus for the general rule of dumya delav de chasima. Right? We're going to mention that often in this parak, which is also about all about malchus. The malka for malchus is in Parshas Kiseitse, Arboim Yakenu, and that's right next to the Isser of muzzling, Los Achsum Sharbadisho. So we darshan, the Isurin that you get Malkus for have to be similar to the Lav of Chasima, which is, you need a Lav She Yesh B'maisa. You need a Lav that is not Nitek Lase. You need not a Lav She B'klalas. You need not a Lav She Nitek Lase B'zis Bezdin, possibly. Even though some of these have other reasons related to it. Like here. So Rashi here says, why don't you get Malkus for a Lav that potentially has B'zis Bezdin? Last couple of skinny lines in Rashi. Ein lokan alav kishehishu bo malchus below misa. There's no malchus even if you give hasra'a for malchus. Lefishen lo nitan lav zeh la'asharas onesh malchus kishar lavin. Shari hutzrach lahazhiro. She'im kein lo hayayachol l'chay bo misa. You don't get malchus. Why? Because this pasuk is only there to be mechayev you misa. This pasuk is already filled up. This pasuk can only be mechayev you one thing, and even though you didn't give hasra for malchus, but the pasuk can only give you misa, and that's why it is not going to give you malchus. Interesting, the Tumim in Siman Lamed Aleph of Yonos and Ibishitz discusses all of the ovri averos that do not get malchus. Are they pasul la'edus or not? Right, we know usually the rule is the Rambam writes in Hilchos Eidus in Perek Yud. When is one pasul la'edus? If somebody violates an avera sheish bo malchus or worse, that's category one. And category two is the ones that have to do with money, rasha techamas. But what about certain averos that you don't get malchus for technical reasons, or maybe it's more than technical reasons? What about a lav sheish bo ma'isa? What about a lav nidal say? Do you get malchus for that? So the question that he deals with is the lack of malchus there a kula or a chumra? If you say the lack of malchus is a kula, so then you would say that it's not possible aedus because it's less severe of an isser. Like a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, why don't you get malchus? Because it's ein bo ma'isa, because it's less severe. So there maybe you'd be kashul aedus. But the Tumim points out, in our case, a lav she'anitan lasaras mises bezdin, why don't we get malchus? Not because of a kula, but because of a chumra, because this avera really has misa associated with it. And we're not giving him malchus because there's misa associated with it, so there assumes the Tumim that he would be pasul aedus. Because the reason that there's a patur of malchus is not because of a kula, that it's a lesser of an avera, or a lav anita glase, but it is a chumra, and therefore you would be pasul aedus. Good. So that is important ta'ara on that sukkah. So now continues the Gemara. That's the machlokas now between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, ihachi, Rabbi Akiva who holds lav, shanita, lashar, zvizah, bezdin, you don't get malchus because the lav is used up to teach you misa. Sihachi, chayve krisas nami. So why don't you say the same thing by chayve krisas? Lav, shanita, lashar, karesu. Why don't you say, but Rabbi Akiva agrees that when there's a chi of kares, you're gonna get, you can get malchus for that. Why don't you say there too, the lav is used up for kares, and therefore you have no room to include the chi of malchus. Amar of Mordechai le Rav Ashi, hachi amar avimi mayagrunya, mishmei de Rava. No, you don't need to say that. You can't say that. Why? Chayve krisis lo tzrichi hasra'ah. Chayve krisis don't need hasra'ah anyway, and hasra'ah here means azhara. Right, so it means the lav itself. Chayve krisis don't need it. Why? You see, there are types of chayve krisis without the lav. Shahare pesach umilo anash ava bishlo is here. You can't say, oh, the lav is used up for kares, and therefore it cannot be used up for malchus. You don't even need a lav for kares. Right? What about bris milah and karban pesach? Those are the two mitzvahs asay that one is chayev kares for, and there's no los asay there. So you see, there's no, the los asay doesn't have to do with the malchus, and therefore it's not a lav shenitan lekares. So therefore, it's open to teach us malchus. Continue. Let's just read two more lines, and then we'll make a couple of comments. V'dilma azhara lekarban. Maybe the lav is to teach not malchus. Maybe it's to teach a karban. Maybe that's why it is used up. You're right, it's not used up for karis. Maybe it's used up for karban. Why did the han pesach v'mila the less behu ashara lo maisi karban? Right, pesach and mila don't have a lav, and that's why maybe they don't bring a karban. But by the other isure karis, there is a lav, so maybe that lav, fine, you don't need it for karis, but maybe you need it for karban. And therefore you still cannot use it for malchus. Right, so why do you say that karis could automatically mean malchus case? Answers the Gemara, no. Hasam, lav hainu taima. No, by those two cases, the fact that you don't have the lav, that's not the reason that you're not chayav a karban. Right? Meaning, and if you would have a lav in other cases, that would mean karban and not malchus. No, that's not the reason that you're not chayav a karban there. Elim shem de'iskish kolatzor akula avodas gochavim. No, the reason is because all isurim that have to do with karbanos are compared to avodazara. And therefore, these are not like Avodah Zarah. My Avodah Zkochavim Sheval Taseh, just like Avodah Zarah is an act which the Torah says don't do, and if you do it, you're going to violate, and then be Mechayev a Karban. Av Kol Sheval Taseh, so too, when you bring a Karban, whenever the Torah says don't do something. La Afuke Hani Dukum Maseh, excluding these where the Torah is telling you to do something, to do Bris Milah, to do Karban Pesach, so therefore, those are different. Lamaskana, we explained, the answer stands, and that is the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is about a lav, shenitan lasharz misas bezdin, whether that lav, Rabbi Kiva holds, that's used up for Misa, so it can't use it for Malkus, or no, it's not used up if you gave Hasra, so then, you know, Malkus could be included. This might relate to other, we had also back in the first parak of Sanhedrin, we also had discussions of the relationship between Malkus and Misa. If you remember, we had the discussion, Rabbi Yishmael is the one that says, Malkus is Bezin of 23. Malkus gets 23, Machlok gets 3 or 23. So Rabbi Yishmael said, and the Gemara explained it in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud, my time of Rabbi Yishmael, 2 days, Amar Abaya Asir Rasha Rasha, Michayvi Mises, or number two, Rava Amar Malkus, B'maka Misa Umedes. Malkus is B'maka Misa. It has a connection to Misa, and therefore it has a Mezid of 23. I didn't see the connection, but maybe that also could connect to our sheet of Rabbi Yishmael here. Rabbi Yishmael who allows Malkus in a case of Misa, maybe again because of the affinity between Malkus and Misa. Good. One other ha'ara on the daf here related to the Bris Milah line. So we know Bris Milah and Karei Pesach are the only two that, mitzvahs asay that have kares associated with it. Tosfos here has an important line, which relates to a larger topic. The Aruch Laner notes this Tosfos with the Rambam and the Ravid. The Tosfos is on the next Amud. The next Amud, Tosfos Lafuke, right, that has to do with our sugi that we just read, Lafuke Hani. So the end of that Tosfos. Tosfos says, Umiyu mi Mila Kasha. Lama Likra. What do you need a pasuk by Mila? Tohalo havia bakaris dumi davaris kachavim. Tohalo olam lo yizbarer shihei bakaris ad sheyamus. Tohalo olam yacholam olatzmo v'lipatim ikaris. Kares will always be besafek for a person who does not get Mila, because every moment for the rest of his life he could do bris Mila at that moment. So it's hard to call that a chi of kares if you always could get out of it. Fine, Karban Pesach. You don't break Karban Pesach. Fine. Now this is a chi of kares. Okay, Pesach Sheni, but once you finish the time, done. If it was mazed. But by bris milah, there's never really, how could you call that kares? Right? It's only kares once the person doesn't do it. Answers Tosas v'yesh lomar, de la olam calls man shalom mal onesh kares alav. As he doesn't do bris milah, the onesh of kares is on him. Meaning, when somebody's 50 years old and they do bris milah, is that removing the chi of kares that is already upon him? That's Tosfos' answer. Or is it preventing the Chi of Kares from going on him? That seems to be Tosfos' answer. Right? And that is exactly the machlokas, seems to be the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam and the Ravid in the beginning of Hilchos Mila have this machlokas as well. Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, says the Ravid, says the Rambam. Mila Mila Mrs. Asay Shakayavan of Karis. Shinemar Va'arol Zakhar Shalom Yimolas Baras Arola So. Interesting that that's the first line in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say, Chayiv to be Mal your son. The Rambam has to make sure you know how serious it is right away. The Rambam says, Mila is a mitzvah that you're Chayiv Karis for. U mitzvah la'av la mulas beno. Over ha'av vil oh ha'adon below malo son. Pita mitzvah asay. Veno Chayiv Karis. Sheena Karis Tali Ela Ba'arol Atzmo. Right? The father is on Chayiv Karis. And then the Rambam says, what if Beis Din never was mal him? He has a chiyuv to be mal himself. Chayav la mulas atzmo. V'chol yom v'yom, she'ya'avar alav mi she'yagdil, v'lo yomus es atzmo, v'lo yomul es atzmo, every day that he goes by, that he does not give bris milah to himself, harei hu z'mevatel mitzvah saseh. Aval eino chayav kares ad she'yomus v'hu arel b'mezid. The Rambam's lashon is, there's a bitul aseh every day, but there's no chi of kares until a person dies without getting bris milah. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, Ein bazeh tavlin. It's not so spicy to me, right? Ein bazeh tavlin. V'chi mishum hasra safek potrin oso min hashamayim, v'chol yom omed be'isr kares. So what exactly the Ravid is driving at is what he's arguing on, we're not going to get into right now, but what's clear, and this is what the Kesef Mishnah points out, that this machlokas, Rambam Ravid, is just like the Hava Mina Maskana of the Tosfos that we just read. The Ravid is saying, every single day, you have an Isser Kares, until you remove that Isser Kares by doing the Bris Milah. The Rambam says, no, there's no Isser Kares until a person dies without having Bris Milah. So that is related to the Chiyuv of Kares regarding Bris Milah, which Argamara brings up, Karban Pesach and Bris Milah. Interesting discussion. Also, the poskim have the Chashuk Chemet here discusses it, but it's in the poskim on Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Nun Vav. We know there are rules, there are limitations for how much money I have to spend to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. Hamavazvez alivazvez Yosef Yichomish. But only I don't have to spend all my money to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. To prevent a mitzvah lo saseh, I have to give away all my money. Right, that's to make myself not violate a lo sase. What about a lo sase d'rabanan? That's one discussion in the poskim. Do I have to give away all my money not to violate a lo sase d'rabanan? But there's another dion, which we didn't really mention in the past, and that is, what about the mitzvah sase of Milah and Pesach? Do those also have the limits of mitzvah sase? But because those have kares, so those have a higher level chiyuv, and that's similar to a lo sase, even though Argamar just contrasted, right, these two to the lo sases, so that is a question. V'nechlechu rabosenu ha'achronim, says the Chashuk Yechemed, v'mitzvah zatei sheishbo kares, dahayinu pesach umila, imchayiv liten komamo, no kadei lekayim es ha-mitzvah, v'pnei shei mitzvahs chamuros, menchas chinachas ha-safek, migdalos assumes for sure chayiv. The Sechemed quotes from the Maisa B'tzalel, chayiv. The Avnei Nezer says, putter. Right, Shemati Alach Lamaisa, Mimori Chamir Voyashiv, Potter. Right, Machlokas Haposkim, whether Pesach and Mila go with the other Los Asays, or it goes with the Asays. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Ravina Amar, last line. La'olam, getting back to a different shot of the Machlokas between Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Okay, what was the Machlokas? Rabbi Ishmael had Chayve Malkus, even by Chayve Mises Bezdin, while Rabbi Akiva did not. He only had Chayvei Malkus by Chayvei Krisus. Ravina amala olam kitaka amrinan. Meikara. Like we said earlier, the reason for Rabbi Akiva, why does Rabbi Akiva say Malkus is only by Kares and not by Mises Bezdin? What did we just say? The reason that we just said Rava said was because it's a lav shenitan lasaras Mises Bezdin. But what we said earlier, which we're going back to, is Kimlei Bedramavine, where you can't have two punishments, Malkus and Misa. So that's why Rabbi Akiva says what he says. Kidabrina Meikara. Sha'asu tshuva Bezdin shalmala mochlam lahem. Why is Kares okay though to get Malkus? That's also two punishments. No, a person could do tshuva. Malkus with tshuva removes the chiyuv of kares. Shemasu tshuva, bezen shamal mochlem lahem. What do we ask on that before my amr? Taloava tshuva? What if he didn't do tshuva yet? Right, so how can we give him malkus? Lopsika milsa lakaris. It's at least not for sure two rishos. And therefore, one is allowed to give a punishment. The only time one is not allowed to act, kimle mishem risha achas adam achayvo, where a person is chayiv, two punishments, and there's no getting out of it. Like we have mentioned in the past from the tshuva of the Nodibi Yehuda, where he emphasizes, Chayvi Mises Best and tshuva doesn't work. Right? That's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that doesn't work. Even if a person does tshuva gemura, and we know for sure, and we have a Navi that looks inside of him and says he did tshuva gemura, it doesn't matter. If there's Hasra, and there's Kabbalah's Eidos, and there's a Din Torah, and there's a Gemar Din, then a person has a chi of onesh, and that's not being removed. So that's what Rabbi Akiva says. As long as there's a possibility for tshuva, so then that is why it's not a violation of shtei rishayos. And you're giving this one, but the other one might be removed. Masha'en kein, according by Chayvi Mises Bezin, for sure, both are going to be punished. Good. That is all Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. But now we get to the third day. The third day of the Braisa quoted, Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak had the most minimal. There's not Malkus, even by Kares. Rabbi Shmuel held there's Chayvei Malkus possible, even by Chayvei Mises Bezdin. Rabbi Akiva says there's Chayvei Malkus not by Mises Bezdin, but by Chayvei Kares. Rabbi Yitzchak holds there's no Malkus, even by Chayvei Kares. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Chayvei Krisis Bechlal Hayu, Valama Yatzis Kares Ba'achoso. Right, Chayvei Krisis. We know Chayvei Krisis from elsewhere. Why do you have to mention the Isser Kares again by Achoso? Why is that extra? Ladunu Bekares Veloba Malkus. To teach you, to emphasize that Chayvei Kares are only Kares and not Malkus. And this is not only for one, right? This would be the rule to be Megala on all chiyuvi karis. The Rabbanon karis b'achoso lamali. What would the Rabbanon use the chiyuv of karis by achoso for? Le chalek. To be mechalek within. If I do within one helim, within one forgetting, I do five chiyuvi karis, so then I'm not chiyuvi karis five times, but every karis comes along with a carbon too. So I will get five karbanos. Chayv five karbanos in that case. Ki uki de Rabbi Yochanan. Dam Rabbi Yochanan shim asan kulam behelim echad. If I do one, all of them in one helim, chayiv al kol achas va'achas. Right, so that is what the kares va'achoso teaches me. Right, see Rashi lachalik lefisha kol arayis bekares achas. Because all the arayis have one kares, ha'isi omer shemasan kulam behelim echad enu chayiv al achas. Lakach yatsa kares va'achoso. That's why we have a separate one lechalik to have a davar shayiv bechlal v'yatsa min haklal olamid al atzmo. If you do that with other ones, as we know, therefore all arayas are chayav b'fnei atzma, even if you did it with one hello. Good. So now we go back and forth. How does Rabbi Yitzchak know to be mechalik between, within the world of Arayas, I do five Arayas and one Helam, I'm chayav a carbon for each one. Nafgale mei ve'el isha binidas tumasa l'chayav al kol isha ve'isha. It says ve'el isha. You didn't have to say ve'el isha. It could just say ve'el nida b'tumasa. What's ve'el isha? That's l'chalik l'kol echad ve'echad l'kol isha ve'isha. One would be chayav a carbon for. A little bit more, and then we'll talk about that line. For Rabbanan nami tepik lemeha, so why did the Rabbanan learn it from there? What did they need achoso for? In achinami, fine, correct. El akaris achoso lamalisa, go back. What was the reason for karis by achoso? Lechaivo al achoso, vi al achos aviv, vi al achos imo. To be mechaiv, cases that are not only different shemos in one helim, but even if they're one shame, they're all sister. They're sister, father, sister, and mother, sister. So I might have thought you only chaiv one. Because it's all sister. Kamash Malan, no, you're chayiv three. They're different types of sisters, therefore they're considered different shemos. Says the Gemara Pshita. That's also obvious. If a person is with three different women, and these three different isurin. Hari gufin mukhlakin, hari shemus mukhlakin. They're not exactly the same shame isur, and they're different persons, they're different bodies, they're different women. So I don't need a pasuk to teach me that you get three different mechayivim for karbanos. So ella, rather, it's to be mechayiv the following case. L'chayivo al achoso, shehi achos aviv, shehi achos imo. If you have the same woman who is both his sister, his father's sister, and his mother's sister. Heichim ishkachas la barashia barashia. How do you have that? You have that by a wicked son of a wicked person. Rashi goes through exactly what it is. A person is ba'al imo, he has two daughters, and then he's ba'al one of the daughters. So the son from that relationship lives with two of the earlier generations, which happens to be his sister, his mother's sister, and his father's sister, if you look at the family tree. But either way, that is what it is including according to the Rabbanan. Okay, stop there for a moment. Earlier we had the first line. How does Rabbi Yitzchak know lechalek isurim? He knows it from the el isha binidas tumasa, right? That pasuk lechayev al kol isha veisha. So that's interesting in that we're learning from a pasuk by nida to other arayos. That itself is a big lamdish sugya in the world of arayos. Nida is a different type of erva than others. Right, different type of erva than others, right? That the Gemara notes that, in Maseches Kiddushin, that the other arayos, if a person is ba'al erva, so then the resulting offspring is mamzer, mamzeres, rachmanu litzlan. But if somebody is ba'al nida, the child is not a mamzer. Right? So that already shows us, halachically, that nida is somewhat different. The question is, how different is nida? Does that, the fact that there's no mamzeres, tip us off that this is a different type of category of arayos or not? The Gemara in Kiddushin discusses this. The Hekesh Dribiona, as it's called. Hekesh Dribiona, Samach Zayin Amid Beis, towards the bottom. Ela Amar Rebiona, Vitem Ravuna Breda Vishua Amar Kra. Kol Asher Yasa Mikol HaTevosa Ela V'Nichrasu. Hokshu Kol Arayos Kulam Ma'achos Isha. Ma'achos Isha Lotafsi Be'Kiddushin. Av Kol Arayos Kulam Lotafsi Be'Kiddushin. Right, the Hekesh HaRabiona, which compares all Arayas to each other. They all lack Tfisas Kiddushin. If a man tries to marry one of the Arayas, a man tries to marry his wife's sister, or his own sister, or his father's sister, it doesn't work. There's no Tfisas Kiddushin by Arayas. Ask the Gemara, so what about Nida? This Tfisas Kiddushin by Nida, Iachi Afilu Nida Nami, Alama Amar Abaya, Hakol Modim Bala Nida, She'en Avlan Mamzer, which means they go together. There's Tfisas Kiddushin, and the Vlad is not a Mamzer. So the Gemara answers, Amar Chizdia, Amar Kra, Usihi Nidasa, Allah, Afilu B'shas Nidasa, Teheba Havaya. Right, we have a special limud that Nida has Tfisas Kiddushin. So Lamaskana, the question is, so does that mean it's very different or not? How do we look at it? Fine, Nisuin, that's a Machlokas Rishonim. We know what Kiddushin is, we know exactly what Kiddushin is, Kesav Shar Ubiya. What is Nisuin? What is chuppah, second stage of marriage? That is totally not clear. Some say it's knisa l'rshuso, the Ran on the first page of Ksubis. Others say it's pire sadino aleha, the Tosas Rid on Daf Gimel in Kiddushin. He spreads some type of veil or garment over her. That might be the badekin, right? That might be, canopy. Whatever it is. But the Rambam's famously, the Rambam says, what is nisuin? Yichud roi lubia. So, the Rambam, Yichud can't happen with the Nida, right? If they're not married yet, so you can't do Nisuin. But Kiddushin, you can do, right? This feast is Kiddushin, and the Vlad is not a Mamzer. So the question is, Salamaskana, that Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Samaches, is Nida an example of one of the Arayos, but just different? Or is Nida not really one of the Arayos? Right, so that itself is behind this limud in our Gemara, because we're learning Nida to others. So how significant is that? So that is a discussion in the Rishonim. There's a fascinating Tosfos and line in Tosfos Rosh in the beginning of Yevamos. Yevamos da base. You don't have to go that far, right? Remember the Gemara there, the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Yevamos talks about all of the arayos that are poter tsaros. If a man dies and he leaves five wives, and one of those wives is usur mishum krisus to his brother. So the halachi is not only is that woman poter, so all of them, right, poter tsaros, v'tsaros, v'tsaros, tsaros, and v'chulu. So the Gemara there says, what if at the moment that the chiv of Yibam should kick in, there's an iser kares, but then later on it dissipates, right? Let's say achos isha, right? Let's say two brothers are married to two sisters, right? So then Reuven dies, so one of his wives is Shimon's wife's sister. So all of them should be, you know, so the Mishnah says all of them are potter from doing Yibam or Chalitza. What happens if 2 days later that wife dies? So now there is no more Achos Ishas. The halacha is they're all potter. You don't make any changes. As Tosfos, what if she's a Nida? What if she's a Nida at the time of the Yibam kicking in? So it's Chiv Karis. So why don't you say that there's a Patur there? Ein Lahakshos, as Tosfos on the first daf in Yavamis. The Nida te Aser Liyavam. Don't compare them. So why not though? So Tosva says, "Da'achos isha v'shara arayos ha'isur omed al yavim tfei mishar b'nei adam." Tosva says, when it comes to achos isha or other arayos, there's a personal isser, right? This achos isha is also to this man, but not also to others. That's a reflection of something. Of a certain category. Aval nida l'kulei hama asira. V'afila b'nidasa mashma v'chulu d'vaz yibami. Okay, but she's also to everybody. So what does that mean? The fact that nida is also to everybody, but all the other arayos are situational based on the relationship. So what does that mean? So Tosfos doesn't say anything more than that. He might be alluding to it, but you have to look in the Tosfos Arash there to look for the extra line. The extra line is... Says Tosfos Rosh, "V'yoyich lomad lo yafina nida me'achos isha k'mo shara rayos shoha isra omen al yavim tfei mi'al shar b'nei adam aval nida l'kuli hama asira." Here's the line: "V'lo mikri erva de'ena asura mishum kurva." We don't have that line in our Tosfos, but that's in the Tosfos Rosh, and it's not an erva. What's the definition? Red flag of an erva that it's usher to A more than it is usher to B. But if that's something that's usher to everybody, what a goy. A goy is an erva? No, a goy is something else, different category. Goy is also to every Jew. So nida also is also to every Jew. That's not in the world of arayos, says Tosfos. But other Rishonim, the Rambam says beferish. The Rambam says beferish that a nida is like other arayos, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah discusses this and says it in the beginning of Perek Dalet or so, right? The Yisurei Biyah. Let me just find it. I think it's the Perek Dalet. And then we'll continue. The Rambam says, "Hanida hi kishar kol ha'arayos," beginning of Perek Dalet, and it goes through the rules. Hama araba bekadarka mishlo kadarka chayev karis v'chulu be'echad abal hanida shkol shvayamim v'leroz al yom rishon. Goes into the halachas of nida, but that is an important discussion, and that's part of maybe what's behind this limud here of learning nida to shar arayos. Okay. Back to our Gemara. V'Rabbi Yitzchak Haminalei. So this whole Amud is one of the classic Amudim, Machlokes, Tanoim. What does each one do with the other one's Psukim? So V'Rabbi Yitzchak Haminalei. Where does Rabbi Yitzchak, now that we just explained the Rabbanon, use this Pasuk to teach me the case of Achoso, which is all the same person, that you get three Averis. So Rabbi Yitzchak Haminalei, Nafkalemi Kalvachomer. He learns it out from the following Kalvachomer. Ditna, Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah says in Mesechas Krisus, Sha'alti, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Be'itzlus Shal Yamum. Rabbi Akiva says, I asked two of my Rabbeim, Rabbi Yeshua, in the marketplace of Yamum, Sha'alchu Likach Behem, Alu Mishnah Benosh, Rabbi Gamliel. When they went to speak to the caterer to buy meat for the wedding feast of the son of Rabbi Gamliel, I met him in the supermarket, and I asked him this question. What do we have to know why they were in the supermarket for? And what do we have to, well, let's keep reading for a second. What was the question they asked? Did he ask something relating to, like, marriage or some light question? No. Habal achos shiachos aviv shiachos imomahu. I asked him this kasha, right? This difficult, hardcore, arayas kasha. Eino chayev al kulon, elo achas, o chayev al achas v'achas. How many are you chayev? Right, if you're chayev, if it's this one woman with three different shemos iser on her. And before, let's just read it, and then we'll come back to that detail. Amar lei, so they answered, Amrulo, they answered me, Zulo shamanu, we never heard about that case specifically, Aval shamanu, but we heard about the following case. Haba al chamish nashim nidos behelam echad. If somebody is with five nidos in one helam, in one forgetting, shechayev akalachas v'achas, five karbanos, right? Even though it's one iser nida v'nir nadrami kavachomer, and I think that it's a kavachomer. Said Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Akiva. Uma nida shehi shem echad chayev akalachas v'achas. If nida, which is all the one shem iser, you're chayev on each person. three isur in kancha, shlosha shemos. So this woman who has three, sister, mother, sister, father, sister, lo kol shekein, surely one should be chayiv, three karbanos. V'idach, and what would the rabbanan do back? Why wouldn't they think that's a raya? Why kavachomer prichay? Because that's a faulty kavachomer. Ma'ala nida shekein gufa mechlakin. By nida, you're talking about five different women. Here we're asking about one woman. So what? Five different women with the same isser, but who says that should automatically be a kalvachomer to one woman with three shemos isser? Uleidach nami avadi kalvachomer prichahi. Those tanam know this. They know it's a faulty kalvachomer. So what exactly does it mean? So we need a different makar. We need a different makar for Rabbi Yitzchak, who must hold. We're assuming there's no machlokas. That in a case where a man is with his sister, who's his father's sister, his mother's sister, you have three. How do you know that? We just tried again. It didn't work. Stop there for a minute. So going back, why do we need this detail of the itzlis shel iamum? So whenever this comes up a few times in Shas, and this is what we mentioned from the Tiferes Yisrael there in Maseches Krisus. Because wherever they were, their head was in Torah. And not just a little bit of Torah, into the depths of Torah. Kamash Malan. Says the Tiferes Yisrael in Krisus. Di'av shahaya hanavi tarud hanasi tarud b'nisui b'no. The navsi was in the middle of getting the wedding preparations. Hu b'makom hamon shevashuk. What was it? He was marrying off his son very soon, and he was in the public marketplace. V'gam ha'avezin hayimo afilu hachi lochashes Rabbi Akiva milishal mehem sham dinim elu sheinim etsuyim. Even halachas aren't so lemaisa. Biyadu bahen shebav anvasanu son lo yakpidu ala bazeh. He knew that this is what they would want to talk about. V'kamash v'lan nami shem gamkin lo nizbaishu sham b'makam mefursam lomer akulon lo shamanu. Also to say in public, I don't know. I never heard that, but we heard a similar case. L'lameidcha shebekol eskeyem ayarak toras Hashem chefsam v'yiraso al peneihem. They were focused in the zone of Torah always. But it was somewhat connected, he writes in brackets here. It wasn't totally Shol Shloka Inyan, right? The bracha by Erison is Arayos, and this is about Arayos, so it's something to keep in mind. Again, the Chachamim were so shakua in Torah, wherever they were. Remember the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Gittin Davav, where the Gemara says, Bigirsayu Teridi. Sometimes they wouldn't know how to sign their signatures on certain documents because they're going to be so focused on their girs, on their learning. Or we had the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches. Remember the end of the Kavala Mahakagigas Gemara. The Gemara has the conversation between the Tztuki and Rava. Rava is sitting on his fingers and learning Torah, and he's sitting on his fingers so tightly that all of a sudden blood starts shooting out of his fingers. He doesn't even realize it. And the Stuki says to him, "What are you doing?" Hot Stuki, the Chaz Yelarava, to come Ayin b'Shmeitza, the Yasva Espasi Didei Tudei Kare, Chameitzbehu, Chamavan Espasi Dama. Amalei, the Stuki says to him, "Ama Paziza, you hasty nation, the Kanmisu Pumaychu Luadnaychu, you said Nasa Benishma, you put your mouth before your ears, Agati Bechazu Saichu Kadmaisu." And he continues, says that this is some simon of Nasav and Ishma, totally committed. We lose ourselves in Torah, right? And that was also reflected by that story. Okay, we continue. The Rishonim here also discussed about Onshim and Hadin, which is going to come up on the earlier line of the Gemara, which is going to come up in the Gemara in the next section. Ella always means a new answer. Fifth to last line, Nafkale, where does Rabbi Yisrael know it from? From the following, Me Achoso de Seifa. It's an extra word, achoso, in the seifa, ervas achoso gila, the pasuk says, in vayikachof. So that's the extra achos that teaches me that you'd be chayef for each of the achos. V'idach achos in the seifa lamali, what would the rabbanan do with achoso of the seifa? L'chayev al achoso, bas aviv ubas imo. Just to be mechayev on a sister who happens to be a full sister. A full sister. Lomar she'ino shemen adin. Because the explicit isurim in the Torah are only for half-sister. Right, not for full sister. So that's why, to teach me, you have to say achoso, to teach me ein onshin min hadin. Have a Ramam Tahara, please. Ve'idach, and what would the other opinion say? Iba yisim, agamar onesh mi'asara. You don't need a separate pasuk for that, because you will learn the onesh from the asara, and that would be good enough. As Rashi explains regarding the Azhara, it says, achos chahi, that's already extra, to teach me that it goes by thank you, goes by even a full sister. Kamash Balan, not. The Rambam at the beginning of Tumas Meis, if you remember, this has come up. Beginning of Sefer Torah is Tumas Meis. So the beginning of Tumas Meis, the Rambam quotes a similar idea, not exactly the same. Right here, the Gemara goes into the Torah. You know, let's just do a little more, and then we'll mention it because we'll talk more about Achoso. V'eat of v'ibayseima nafkile me Achoso deresha. Right, we learned it. There's another Achoso in the Resha, where it could have said kikach es bas aviv o bas imo. Right, it could have said that, but it says the word Achoso, so that's where you learn it from. The idach. So now, what is the other opinion do with the extra Achoso? So we will see in a second. You know, the Rishonim say, not the Gemara. So I'll just mention this now. Right, the Gemara talks about you need a pasuk to teach me full sister. Right, because the Rishonim discuss einon shemin adin. Because if you know half sister, so what about full sister? So that's not, the Gemara doesn't always, and the Chazal don't always do that, as needing a limud because of ein onshin min adin. Sometimes the Gemara or Chazal will call that what's called a gilui milsa. Meaning, once you know something less serious, so the item that's more serious, that includes the less serious item, so that would be automatic. The Rama mentions this in the second halacha of Hilchos Tumas Meis. The Rama mentions this by what context? By Tumas Masa. By tuma of carrying a dead body. That's not explicit in the Torah. But the Torah talks about touching a dead body. And it's a kavachomer. And says the Rambam, it's two steps. If nevela, which is only tummy for one day, and it's not metame ba'ol, is metame ba'masa. So a mace, lo koshiken, a mace which is tummy for 7 days, and it is metame ba'ol, surely should be metame ba'masa. And nevela, which is metame tumas erev, is metame, uba nevela, shema maga'a tumas erev, maso tumas erev. And if nevela with touching it makes it tummy for one day, and carrying it makes you tummy for one day, a mace which touching it makes you tummy for 7 days, masa also should make you tummy for 7 days. Fine. And then he says, V'yirali, shezesh esasak mimena hakasas. Why didn't the Torah say it? Why didn't the Torah say tumas masa? Right? Why do you have to learn it from limudim? Says the Rambam, kiderach shesasach me iser habas. Just like the iser of daughter. Why? The fishasa befer shafilu bas habas. The Torah asers granddaughter and doesn't mention daughter because it's what the Kesef Mishnah here calls a gilui milsa. Just like the Torah says you're not allowed to cook basar b'chalav, even though, of course, the Isra is also in eating basar b'chalav. It's a gilui milsa. If even this is, then obviously what's less, but is considered inclusive, that would be included. So that's tumas masa, right? That would be even more than ohel, and basar b'chalav, and the Isra of bas. So here you have a similar discussion by the Isra of achoso, right? Half-sister and whole sister, full sister. The idach. Now we're back to the top line. Who mi boile lechale? Hahu. So what do we use that for now? The achoso dereisha. So as Rashi explains here, we don't need it to teach you anything about an arayos. So use it for a different kares. Who mi boile lechale kares lemefatem ulasach. Someone who exactly makes the special oil of the Shemen HaMishcha, right? That was also one of the Chiyuvei Krisus, which we mentioned in the Mishnah. Ulasach, and someone who smears it, smears the oil. Because by both of those, there's only one kares listed, and therefore there's a havamina that you'd only be chayev one chatas if you do both of them together. Because there's only one kares listed. So that's why, kamash malan, you're chayev two. V'idach, and the other opinion, Savak, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Oshia, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Oshia, Chomokam, Shadamosi, Shnei Lavin, V'kares Echad, Chalukin, Ein L'Karban. You already know that the rule is, even if there's only one Karis listed, you still be chayev two Karbanos, so you don't need the special limud to teach me that. Or, V'ibayaseima, we'll get back to that Isser also soon, V'ibayaseima, or a different Shah, Lo Sarbalak, Rabbi Lazar. Maybe he doesn't know like that, she's the Rabbi Lazar. V'nafgale, you learn it from the following pasuk. V'isha, Sheishka, V'isha, Dava. Right, another extra pasuk. Again, as Rashi explains what it could have said, and therefore that's what teaches me the special iser l'kol echad ve'echad. V'idach, and finally the last line. And what else could we do with this pasuk? Who mi bayle the kedur Rabbi Yochanan? Dam Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rishon Bayochai minayin sheina ishav tmeya sheyesi madve derech harvasa. A woman is only tumas nida if it comes out the normal way. Right, if a woman has some type of cesarean section and there's dam nida that comes out that way, that doesn't make her a dam nida. Shneamar v'isha sheyishka v'isha dava v'gila es ervasa v'gomer melamed sheina isha tmeya ad sheyesi madve derech ervasa. The flow has to come out derech harechem in order to be metame for nida in that regard. Right, similar limud we have by Tumas Leida. Right here, Tumas Nida. But Tumas Leida also, remember the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflamet Hey or so, where the Gemara in Shabbos has a machlokes amoraim, whether if a woman has a cesarean section, right, a woman who is not mitami mishum Leida, it does her baby have the smila on day 8 or day 1. That's a machlokes. Some Rav Asi there says that only a woman who is mitami mishum leida, her baby has bris milah day 8, because it says v'tama shivas yamim, and right next to that in Tazria uvayama shmini yimo basar alaso, and Abaya argues, I forgot which is which, but one Abaya is the only other one. No, that's not true, because Yitzchak Avinu had his bris milah day 8, and Sarah Imenu was not tamei mishum leida. And the Gemara answered, that's where the line is in Shas, Nitna Torah, V'nischatcha Halacha. The important lashon that Torah is renewed, and the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos in Chulon and Daf Kuf, a major topic that we've discussed often. But either way, similar here, just like there, right? If the baby does not come out derech rechem, there's no Tumas Leida. So here, there's no Tumas Nida in the case where it does not come out. The Minchas Chinuch, we haven't mentioned this in a long time, but it's a classic. Minchas Chinuch discusses that the Isser of Mifateim, the Isser of making the Shemana Mishcha. Right, it's two separate Isurim in the Monia Mitzvos. Number one, Mitzvah Kuf Zayin in the Chinuch, La'asos Shemen HaMishcha al Inyan Shesifta Torah La'asoso. There's a Mitzvah Asay to make the Shemen HaMishcha, She Muchan L'mshoch Bo Kol Kohen Gadol, She Yismane, to have it ready. V'chein Moshe Bo Ksasa Malachim, V'chein Gam Kim Moshe Bo Kenem Shobis HaMikdash. Fine. That is the Mitzvah Asay. And then, the separate Isser, Kuf Ches Shelo L'mshoach, B'Shemen HaMishcha She'asa Moshe El HaKohanim Levad. Right, you can't use the Shemen HaMishcha for your own purposes. You can't smear it. Mitzvah kuftes. Shelo la'asos b'maskona shemen ha-mishcha. You shouldn't make the shemen ha-mishcha for other reasons. So there's a mitzvah to make it for the appropriate use. But there's an isser of sach, and there's an isser of making it. Right? The isser of making the shemen ha-mishcha. So on that mitzvah is the discussion of the Minchas Chinuch. What the Minchas Chinuch discusses, we know that according to at least some deis, ef shalat samtsem. It's impossible to be so exact in different, this applies in many different sugyas and bechoros and elsewhere, but asks Tosvos, asks the Minchas Chinuch, right, if we say ef shalat samtsem, that human beings can't be so exact, but the Isser of making the Shemana Mishcha is only with the exact ingredients and measurements that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to make it with. So if Ef Shalat Samtsem, how could this Isser ever be violated? Right? How could this ever be violated? We'll always say, Ef Shalat Samtsem, and you didn't do the exact ingredients. So that's the question of the Minchas Chinuch. Answer the Minchas Chinuch. You know, I'll answer that with another question. How could you ever say that you're Yotze the Mitzvah of Matzah? Right, Ef Shalat Samtsem. How do you know Yedek Kazayis? Right, how do you know you're ever over any Isser? Right, you ate a Kazayis of Chazer, Pigol, Nosar. What do you mean? Maybe you didn't. Ef Shalat Samtsem. Says the Minchas Chinuch, we say that principle when it comes to certain realities. The Gemara talks about it. Two offspring come out of an animal. You don't know which one came out first. Who's the Bechor or not? So maybe we'll say Ef Shalat Samtsem or Ef Shalat Samtsem. But says the Minchas Chinuch, when it comes to mitzvos and averos, Lo nitzna Torah l'malachei hashareis, and therefore the Torah was given to human beings, and we do the best or the worst that we can. And if somebody violated an avera, they did the avera. If it's based on the shiurim that we're familiar with, then we don't have to worry about Ef Shalat Samtsem. Ach beemes kivan lo nitzna Torah l'malachei hashareis im king kol makom shetzivta Torah la'asos b'midu b'mishkal hakol lefi das ben adam lefi sichlo im mitzamtsem kosher hein le'inyan mitzvah hein le'inyan chiyuv v'zeh mefurish b'bechoros v'chulut avo b'makom da mitzvah kachi lo shayach lomar Ef Shalat Samtsem da Torah nitzna l'bnei adam ala aretz kufi kochenu kena mitzvah v'ha azhara. And he continues to apply it by mitzvahs also, but that is the great discussion of the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, there's more, but feel free to look that up. That's in Kuftes. Vaita, we continue now. Two dots. Getting back to the next issue. So this parak has a lot of different topics because a lot of different issues are mentioned. Back in the first Mishnah, we had the following. Tamei shachal hazakodesh. A tamei person who eats a karban, schaif karis. Bishlama haba, and somebody walks into the Beis HaMikdash Tamei also. So Bishlama haba l'mikdash Tamei k'siv onesh v'k'siv asara. Somebody goes into the Mikdash Tamei, so it has an onesh and it has an asara. Onesh d'ch'siv es mishkan Hashem timei v'nichrisa asara b'lo yitamos machaneim. So you have both the onesh and the asara by walking in. El tamei she'ochlas hakodesh. But what about a tamei that eats a karban? Chayev karban. Bishlama onesh d'ch'siv. So that's the onesh. Ella ashara minayin. Where is the ashara in the Torah? And we know you always need an ashara, right? Ein onesh, ein onshim elon kein mazhirin. The Sefer Achinuch himself also in Mitzvah Samach Tes discusses that, right? Just because there's a chiv in the Torah doesn't mean that there's an avera. If I lend you money, you owe me money. You didn't do anything wrong, and I didn't do anything wrong. Chiyuvim don't mean that, you know, there's an isser. There's even an amazing suggestion in the Minchas Chinuch by the mitzvah of listening to a Navi. We mentioned this in Shabbat Shuvah, right? The Kovesh Nevuaso. If a Navi is Kovesh Nevuaso, so the Mishnah tells us in Sanhedrin, it's Misa Bidei Shamayim. So where's the Losas say on that in the Torah? So it's not so clear where the Losas say is, right? This is discussed in the concept of Yonah. How could Yonah be Kovesh Nevuaso? So suggest the Minchas Chinuch, maybe, at least in one stage, maybe there is no isser. It's just a reality. If you're Kovesh Nevuaso, you're Chai Misa. But there's no Isser involved. Certain things have results. And for Yonah, he was Moser Nefesh for Klai Yisrael. I'd rather them not look bad, and I'll take the heat. Right? That's one suggestion. So you always have to have an Ashara to get for it to be wrong. So here, Ashara Minayin. So how do we know that there's an Ashara for eating meat, when eating karchim when a person's tummy? So, Rish Lakish Amar, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. Any kodesh lo siga, and we assume he understands touching meaning eating, because the context is kares, as we'll see. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Tani Bardala, Asya, Tumaso Tumaso, Gzeira Shava, Ksiv Hacha v'Tumaso Alav, v'Nichrasa, v'Ksiv Hasam, Tamei Yihyeh, Od Tumaso Bo. Ma lahalan onesh v'asara, afkan onesh v'asara. So either it's based on b'chol kodesh lo siga, or it's based on the Gzeira Shava. So Bishlam Reish Lakish Lomar Rabbi Yochanan Gzeira Shava Lo Gamir. Rabbi Reish Lakish did not learn from like Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Why did he learn it from a pasuk? Because he didn't learn the Gzeira Shava. That's interesting. Usually you're not allowed to darshan Gzeira Shava except from your Rebbe, who was Reish Lakish's Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan has the Gzeira Shava, and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish does not have the Gzeira Shava. That's interesting. Was he his only Rebbe? Maybe this alludes to the idea of Tosfos in Bava Metzia, right? Machlokas, whether Reish Lakish, when he became Shomer Mitzvos, was he never Shomer Mitzvos before, and now he comes back? Or was he originally? And he was Choser, Tosfos there in Bava Metzia, by the Pei Dalad Gemara, where Rabbi Yochanan made him from. So, discusses that maybe he was Shomer Torah Mitzvos, then he left, and then he came back. So maybe this Gemara alludes to that. Right, because how could you have a Rabbi Yochanan as your Rebbe, but still not hold of his Gerish Shava? Okay, so Bishlam Reish Lakish doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan Gerish Shava Logamer. El Rabbi Yochanan, my time Allah, Amar Reish Lakish. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan like the pasuk of Reish Lakish of Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga? Amar Lecha Hahul Azhara the Truma. No, Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga, he understands as Truma. Truma is called Kodesh. A Tommy person can't touch Truma either. It does not have to do with Karbanos. Vereish Lakish, I saw the Truma Minale. Reish Lakish would say, no, I know it's from Truma from elsewhere. Nafgale May Ish Ish Mizera Aron Vutzara Ozav. Ezu Davar Shu Shave Bizarra Shal Aron. What is equal to all Zera Aron? Karbanos are chilukim to men and women. But what is equal to men and women in Zera Aron? Aviomer is a Truma. Right, Truma, equal halachas between male and female kohanim. So that's where Reish Lakish learns Truma from. So this pasuk is open to learn Karbanos from. Vere Idach, what about Rabbi Yochanan? Hahu Lachila. Two psukim, one for touching truma, one for eating truma. Both are usser. Right? When, how do you eat without touching it? Right? Maybe somebody stuck it into your mouth. One second. So Reish Lakish, we just said, b'chol kodesh is about eating karbanos when you're tamei. Is that really what it's used for? Ha'umi b'alei, doesn't he use it for l'tamei shenaga b'kodesh? Just for a tamei person that touches kachim, not eating. To itmar, tamei shenaga b'kodesh. Reish Lakish amar loke, Reish Yochanan amar eino loke. Reish Lakish amar loke b'chol kodesh lo siga. Reish Yochanan amar eino loke. Hu latzara l'trumu da'asa. Question marks. Even Reish Lakish uses it for truma, not for carbon. So we're back to the question. So the Gemara answers: tamei shenaga b'kodesh mida'afki rachmana b'lashen negia. From the fact that the Torah used the lashon of touching, and yet it's still in the context of kares. you're never chayiv karis for touching something, even if you're tameh. That's why Rish Lakish is able to use both. Able to use for touching the truma, but also using it for eating a karban. Ashara, iskish, kodesh, lemikdash. And as Rashi here explains, and we compare touching to eating and truma to kudshim, and therefore this can be used as a makar for eating kudshim betumah as well, according to Rish Lakish. Period. Says the Gemara, "Yakati lachi yudasa." Still, is this what it's used for? Homi bayle l'tami shalcha barsar kodesh lifnei zrikas damim. No, you need it to teach me tame that eats a karban before zrikas adam. De itmar, you need separate sources for each stage. Tami shalcha barsar kodesh lifnei zrikas damim. Rish Lakish amar loke, Rabbi Yochanan amar eino loke. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get malchus until after zrikas adam. Rish Lakish amar loke v'chol kodesh lo siga. So he uses that pasuk already. Lo shel lifnei zrikas, lo shel lachas zrikas. So he uses that to teach me about if somebody eats psar kachim before zrikas adam. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, ain't aloka. Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, Damar Kra, Tumaso, Tumaso. V'chikiv Sub Tumaso, La'achaz Riku Dechsev. So again, if Rish Lakish learns from this pasuk that there's an Isser Kares, that's a problem, because a Tamei that eats Lefnei zrikas adam is not Chayiv Kares. And he's trying to learn from this pasuk that a Tamei that eats a Karban is Chayiv Kares. So we're stuck. If you even include Lefnei Zrikas Adam, then it's not talking about a case of Chiyuv Karis. So the Gemara says, Ahu, Ahi, Mi Bichol Kodesh Nafka. Right, from Bichol. Right, the extra word Bichol, that teaches me even the Isser Karis. Period, and just finishing up, Tani Kavase Dereish Lakish, that his Limudim are correct. Bichol Kodesh Losiga Asara La Ochel. To eating karbanos when a person's tummy. Ata Omar Asara La Ochel, Oinu El Asara La Nogeya. Is it only touching? So just like the other pasuk is talking about a chiyuv misa, so to here, if you just touch it, it won't be true. Ella be'achila. It must be talking about eating, and that's how Rish Lakish knows. Period. There is a Ramban on this Amud, which is not based on the Gemara. The Gemara does not talk about the Isra Pigol Venosar. Right, the Mishnah mentions those are chiyuv krisos, but there's no Gemara about that. So the Ramban just uses the opportunity to talk about pigul and osur for a reason and make a comment. The Ramban says, and then we'll finish. The Mishnah says pigul and osur. Ika lemedak hacha v'halav shebeklalos hu v'hechi laki alayu. Eating all of these osur and pigul, you learn it all out from the same pasuk. Kidechsiv v'saraftas an osur ba'esh lo ye'achel ki kodeshu kol shebekodesh pasul litin lo sasi al achilaso. It's a lav shebeklalos. So he says, fine, nosar. That's the one that's written mefurish there. Bishlema nosar kibin teka beiksiv efshar delo mikri lav shebeklalos ela pigul kasha to lav shebeklalosu. It's a lav shebeklalos. Right, another one. Right, we started off talking about unique types of lavin today. And we'll end with another one. It's a lav shebeklalos. So answers the Ramban, why should you get malchus for any of these cases? You don't get malchus for a lav shebeklalos. Right? The classic case, if you remember, from Sanhedrin, Samach Gimelish, right? The lo sochlo al adam. The six different halachas that are learned out from that, right? So what do you do? So the Ramban, his answer here is, shiny pigol, the iskish lenosar. Pigul and Osar are similar enough to be the same shame Isser. And therefore it's not called the Lav Shebeklalos. But Tosfos there in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel, asked a great question with various answers. Why isn't the Isser of Los Asakom Malacha on Yanta for Lav Shebeklalos? Why do you get Malchus? Right? Shabbos is Mises Besdin. But Yantif is Karis and Malchus, or just Malchus, right? So if it's Malchus, why it's Lav Shebeklalos, Los Asakom Malacha. So that's why you have the different answers given in the Tosfos and the Ramban. Machlokas Tosfos there and the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos. Do you answer that question with saying, well, every Malacha that you do on Yantif, it's as if the Torah says that Beferish, Los Asakom Malacha. It's like the Torah says, fill in the blank. That's what's okay. A Lav Shebeklalos is where you have a Pashup Shat and then many other Pshat. I mean, all the other words are Lav Shebeklalos. But when you fill in the blank, that's not a lav shebeklalos. Or the other answer given by the Rishonim, right? Rav Shechter talks about this in his article on lav shebeklalos in Eretz Hatzvi, Simin Lamed Vav. Maybe all of the Isurim of Yantif are all one shame Isser. There's 30 plus different ways of violating it, but it's one same shame Isser. It's not many different things included in one pasuk. So therefore, that wouldn't be a lav shebeklalus. Okay, so again, a big topic. What exactly is lav shebeklalus? But the Ramban discusses that right here. Okay, we'll stop by Amar Rabba. Hashem, next time we get into more lavan intaklasei a little bit, and hasra safek, and other issues that come up on tomorrow's daf.